What happens when every brand wants to work with you at the exact same time? Today, I'm talking with a creator named Logan who's dealing with sponsorship chaos. Too many deals, zero breathing room, and his sanity hanging on by a thread. So if you've ever felt overwhelmed by seasonal brand deals, this conversation will make you feel so much less alone. So Logan.
Yes.
You are a Brand Deal Wizard alumni.
Yes.
You are a Sponsor Games alumni.
Of course.
And you're doing a lot of amazing things. In fact, you told me an insane stat that last Prime Day, you did 22 sponsorships in the span of a month.
Yeah.
That seems kind of insane.
Yeah, it was some crazy number like that. But yeah, I mean, all of the brands seem to reach out to me right around the same amount of time, and they all want promotion around Prime Day when they're trying to increase their budget and marketing and everything. So
how do you handle that? We've got Black Friday, Cyber Monday, we've got the holidays, not too far away. So like, how do you even handle something like that, like especially condensed into that time frame?
Yeah, you would think I'd be more prepared for it because it comes up every year. But for some reason, like a month ahead, a few brands will reach out and I'll be excited to get them on, you know, my planning a few months ahead of Prime Day. And then a few weeks closer and more brands are reaching out. And I don't want to deny any of these brands I've worked with in the past because they're all trying to work with me at the exact same time. But I like working with all of them. So yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just working twice as much as normal for a few weeks to get through all the sponsorships. And it's been a lot.
So is that something that you're like, you've just resolved that like, okay, well, I guess that's the way it's going to be every like crazy Prime Day or holiday season or whatever? Or are you thinking about changing things up? Like maybe I should be like charging more money and working with less brands, or like what, how are you thinking about that?
Yeah, I think for some reason, like it's happened three times in a row, but I've never been prepared for the quantity until like the week before. So I just keep thinking it's not going to happen again. But I think going into this Black Friday, I am trying to prepare a little more. Increasing prices feels a little bit difficult because at least half the brands I'm working with over these times, I have like kind of long-term partnerships with them. And so I've got like these packages, I've been working with them for a long time. So I don't want to like spike it out of nowhere. How do I take on less of those, but not make my brand partners mad when they all want promotion at the same time, essentially?
What's your intuition? How do you think you're going to have that conversation? Because, I mean, fast forward 5 years, do you want to be in the same place where you're still working at them at the same amount, worried about rocking the boat?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is your thought about how to navigate that?
I think for this upcoming kind of Black Friday busy shopping period, I'm going to try and deny as many new brands as possible. That should cut me like around in half, I think. So that'll help a lot. It'll still be a lot compared to normal period, but it'll cut it off. 5 year plan down the road, I've been trying to figure out the best way to work with brands in the future. Something I've been heavily into recently is actually like boosting my own content and like whitelisting myself.
Interesting.
And advertising my own content. And something I've been trialing with brands is having them, rather than pay me so much, is to actually like pay to run the ads. My ads have an affiliate link behind them, so when they put the money into it, I'm still getting affiliate commission. So I'm trying to explore having them have a way larger budget, put that into ads behind my content that I'm running behind my affiliate link, and then just take on less of these brands that have kind of those larger budgets, essentially.
That's fascinating. So you have the data or the confidence behind the content that you're creating, but also you're seeing results on the back end where doing these types of boosting campaigns actually pays off?
Exactly. So I trialed one over Prime Day with a brand, and they just gave me a small $1,000 budget to run ads behind my own content. And on their product and sales, I generated over $10,000
in
sales on that. So they got a 10x ROI on that $1,000 budget over Prime Day. So that kind of triggered my thoughts of like, how do I scale this and have them give me $10,000 next Prime Day and have 10 brands do that? Because I also earn a couple $1,000s in affiliate commission just from that spend that they had. So
is this something that they proposed, or you proposed this, or like?
I proposed it. I had a little bit of an intuition because I've been running my own ads, so I saw the success, but I wasn't sure how it would exactly correlate to that one product, because with Amazon, I get commission on all products that I'm generating sales through. So I wasn't sure if I'd get the ROI on a direct product through a video for a brand, but obviously the data was there on this one. So
that's crazy. Do you think that there's going to be certain categories that perform similar to this, or you think this is going to be, I mean, maybe this is just a test, an experiment for the next one?
I've seen it work really well with expensive products. With my own ads, just because it generates a lot of clicks to the product, but then the sales are a little bit lower on those expensive products. And so I don't know if the brand's ROI would be as good as like my affiliate ROI is.
Yeah, right.
Kind of two separate things that I'm trying to balance. I think it's a lot of like impulse buy products that work really well with brand advertising working with me. So that's kind of what I'm trying to focus into.
Interesting. You know, one thing I hear a lot is like, so you focus on a lot of like Amazon finds, you know, deal type things. And some creators who are less focused on product-centric content, sometimes they struggle with trying to articulate to brands like why they should collaborate with them. Have you found anything to be more successful than others in terms of how how you're trying to articulate the value that you're providing to your brand partners in these negotiations, or has it become easier? Hey, just a quick heads up. My in-person event, Sponsor Games, is happening March 15th to the 18th, 2026 in San Antonio, Texas. It's the only event in the world where you can practice your sponsorship pitch, do real-time negotiation role play, connect with other creators landing 4- and 5-figure brand deals, and potentially win our cash grand prize. Here's what Doc Williams had to say about where his business was at before attending Sponsor Games.
I just felt defeated. I didn't know how to talk to brands confidently. I hadn't closed any long-term deal, and I felt disillusioned. I was like, I don't think I can really make money on sponsors, but if I can win the games, I can make money off of that. And then going out, I was like, this feels sustainable. This feels like I can actually do this with my business long-term.
Any big wins that you can share after the event?
I mean, pretty much all my deals. But afterwards, I was like, we've done multiple 15K deals. And friends of mine, when I told them about, like, you just have to do this. My friend, he's always complaining, no one hits him up, blah, 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 blah. He'd never made more than $500 from a sponsor. I was like, just do this method. I was like, read this. And he closed him at 35K for 6 events. He's a local creator in a small town, and it was just because of that one thing in the bio.
So if you want to have the same transformation that Doc and his friend had, go to sponsorgames.com to grab your ticket. We're capping it at 75 creators this year, and actually, I forgot to tell you the craziest part. Every single meal is catered. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. We're basically blowing a huge chunk of the budget on amazing food, so what are you even waiting for? Go to sponsorgames.com to grab your spot.
I think the trickiest part is most brands who work with me want direct sales. That's like the number one metric.
So conversion is like the goal every time you ask, basically.
Which, like, for better or worse, is a little bit difficult because I feel like awareness is a little bit easier for me to drive more views versus guaranteeing a certain number of sales is like impossible. So yeah, that's always the biggest conversation I have with brands, and it's always a little bit tricky too.
So when they say, okay, conversion, sales, like whatever, downloads or whatever, what do you do when they say, how many sales can you guarantee? Or how many, you know, clicks can you drive to our landing page? Like, what do you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of education of like, I can't, essentially, right? And that's not what they want to hear, obviously. It's like, I think the best thing I can do is like put together case studies of similar products that I've done and be like, I generated this many clicks for this product that's as close as possible to yours that I maybe we'll get on the same page. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely my biggest struggle with sponsorships in general is trying to guarantee what they want to hear, I guess.
One thing that we've kind of gone back and forth over, we've talked about this kind of ad nauseum, I feel like, that given the volume of deals that you're doing, you have tried outsourcing or delegating partnerships to others in the past, an agency, a manager, you know, VAs and so on. You've been in our Wizards Guild coaching program. Yeah. And so where have you landed on like brand partnerships as like whether this is something you want to do in-house or not?
So right now I do have 2 virtual assistants that manage my emails. I've trained them pretty much on all of your content. I said, go watch these lessons, go read this book, and you'll know everything I need to tell you about how to manage my emails. So that's kind of where they're at, and they do a pretty good job. Awesome. I'd say like they're 75% effective compared to if I was just doing it fully myself.
Which it's pretty good, actually.
I'm pretty happy with.
Yeah.
And it saves me a ton of time. I'm only in my email probably 20 to 30 minutes a day at this point.
Wow, that's huge.
Versus it used to be 2 to 3 hours. So it's a lot of time saved for sure.
A lot of people ask me this, like, how do I help, you know, train someone to like do responses and stuff? Are they both responding to inbound inquiries and replying to brands with clarifying questions? Or is it only the initial, you know, fielding that they're doing and then you take over? Like, how have you orchestrated that?
So they do most of the communication with brands. So when they first reach out, they'll get all the information necessary before I even like start seeing the emails. They stop sending the emails just before they send over packages. They'll draft up packages they think I would send to the brands. I review them all before those packages go over to the brands, just in case I decide I don't want to work with the brand or the packages are way off, or, you know, I need to add something or they got something wrong. But they're doing all the process up until the point where I'm giving the brands actual offers, essentially.
One other objection I've heard from people is that people feel weird about other people being in their wallet or in their pocket. Yeah. Like, you know, relative to how much I'm paying this person, they're like throwing out these like multi, you know, 5-figure numbers. Yeah. You know, do you ever feel weird about that?
I definitely did a lot at first and still sometimes do, especially because they're seeing all of my emails. So every time a brand pays me or every time Amazon pays me or any income that comes in, they really know probably fully what my business is doing. So it's... I mean, they know more than than almost me in a sense, because if they're paying attention. But yeah, I mean, it is a little bit of a weird feeling. I think you just kind of get used to it over time and realize that that's just how most companies work, right? Like, you have to pay your employees less than you're making, or you're going to be in a negative
sense. And you have costs, and you know, they may not understand the full, or they hopefully they understand the full picture of like what goes into it.
Exactly.
How have you, given the volume of like deals that you're doing, like, do you ever foresee this being so, like, is it tricky to like maintain like work-life balance during those periods? Like, I can't even imagine. That's like a huge amount. Even if I do like five deals during Black Friday, you know, we've done that in the past, it feels super overwhelming. Like, how do you handle that?
It definitely is. I definitely experience a lot of burnout right when like the major sales day ends, and I try to take a couple days away from everything afterwards to recoup.
Have you tried articulating to your brand partners like, hey, we should do something all year long, like let's do something continuous where it's like a monthly thing or quarterly engagement rather than just like focused all around the big? But I mean, like, from the brand's perspective, like, I'm sure you know, like, it's like a lot of these brands backload or spend 50, 60, 70% of their marketing budget on these major holidays because there's so much consumer awareness around these deals and things like that, right? If you had to give a piece of advice to a creator who's looking at you and being like, oh my gosh, Logan is doing what I would love to do, just like get all this inbound, you know, get these massive, you know, amount of influx of like income and capital, you know, at around this like 1 month or 2 months, which I'm imagining also makes it hard for you to like forecast and plan revenue and stuff, because you're like, I don't know how much money is going to come in. If you had to give one piece of advice of like, how do you build a business where you have so much interest and you are a sponsor magnet?
And it's always tough because like I don't want to complain about these periods too. The revenue's
it's a champagne problem, like, of course, right?
It's tough. I feel like just building relationships with brands over a really long period of time has been what's been so successful for me. A lot of the brands I work with, I work with very consistently, and so if you add on one or two every year, then over a few years you have a bunch of brands that you're consistently working with. I really just try to make them feel like I'm the best partner they've ever worked with, and that's like my number one goal in every partnership, and I feel like that pays off a lot.
That's huge, man. And I mean, this is really something that's core to the all of the stuff that we teach in our programs and so on, is just maintaining this long-term perspective. If you had to think of like one of your one or two of your biggest takeaways from the course, the coaching program, going to the event, from where you were before to kind of the perspective you had now, anything come to mind?
I feel like it's just, I mean, I'll just repeat, like, being the best partner you can possibly be and figuring out how to make the brand win is the only two things I think about with every partnership, pretty much. Is like, I mean, I just want them to win on every partnership. So
I mean, that's a great perspective to have, because a lot of creators don't have that perspective, right? And they, how much are you going to pay me? How quickly are you going to pay me? You know, and that doesn't feel great. That feels very transactional. Congratulations on our success, man.
Thank you.
If people want to learn more about your platforms, where should they go?
You can search my name, Logan Nathanson, on all platforms. The handle's a little different, so it's hard to find everywhere. But yeah, my name should work.
Let's go. Now, if you've ever had a brand say to you, oh, we've never paid that much before, make sure to check out this episode to know exactly how to respond.